A new monthly get-together launched last Wednesday called Creative Louisiana. This free event is inspired by Creative Mornings, a popular lecture series that takes place across the globe, created by New York designer Tina Roth Eisenberg. Eisenberg was instrumental in helping organizer Wendy Overton start Creative Louisiana. The event is powered by Louisiana State University Continuing Education.
We'll be bringing people in from all realms and aspects of creativity to come and speak with us. And our hope is that this will attract people from the spectrum of creativity, whether they work in digital media or in artistic media or in words or just action.
That was organizer Wendy Overton. The event started at 8:30 in the morning at Baton Rouge Gallery Center for Contemporary Art. Attendees gathered, had beverages provided by River Road Coffee, and mingled prior to the lecture featuring Baton Rouge artist and associate professor of painting at LSU, Kelly Scott Kelly, whose work has shone all over the world. The point of Creative Louisiana is to pull all types of people involved in creative work, ranging from painting to writing to graphic design and social media, to meet and then be off to work by 10 a.m. During the lecture, Kelly Scott Kelly explained her creative process and showed a narrative series of paintings drawn from fairy tales and folklore that are slightly on the darker or perhaps macabre side of the art realm. A woman with two dog heads, a fish that flies out of the sky, giving the dog woman instructions to find her father's severed arms, are part of her narrative story. Most aspects of her work come from her past and current life experiences and inspirations from her travels around the world. She explains the personal side of her work, but...
Well, it's personal, but at the same time, this is a really good example with this work. They're turned into these fictional characters. And so even though it starts from the personal, it's definitely a story separate from me. And so I never feel like it's specifically me or really autobiographical. I actually use myself as a model in the work a lot. And something I didn't talk about is I use people I know to model for me. And so for these particular characters, I had a body type or a look in mind, and I had people model for me for them. But I don't think of it as that individual person or as me. I'm thinking of it more as a character that I'm creating. So there is this separation.
As a mother, Kelly describes how her work relates to childbirth and motherhood.
What really happened, by the time I was really ready for that when it happened and really wanted to have a child, and it opened up a whole another doorway, another level, another plateau that wasn't there before. So even though my life became more revolved around this child, it also opened up this vast part of myself that wasn't there before that I think brought my work to another level.
After the lecture, there was a Q&A session, and participants asked questions about what inspired Kelly to use wolves in her work and also the unique aspect of her use of narration through imagery. Participants were also curious about her process of painting on old fabrics, some found, some donated to her, instead of traditional canvas. Afterward, participants broke out into smaller groups to meet each other and discuss the lecture. Following that, attendees were encouraged to take the podium and share what they took away from the event. Jason Andreessen with Baton Rouge Gallery says that the audience engaging the artist put a unique twist on a lecture series.
And you could tell that there was a lot of interest and a lot of participation on the part of the audience, which is nice. They were asking questions. It looked as though they were spurring something within the speaker, Kelly Scott Kelly, in terms of her own work and how she views her own work. And it looks like some of the questions that the audience was asking, there wasn't just benefit for the audience, but also for the artist and the speaker as well. And that's a nice back and forth to have.
Founder of 300 Seats, Manuel Valencia, was among those who asked questions.
I really enjoyed the combination of something that's vintage and this different approach from a creativity standpoint. Painting, the tie-in with, you know, fantasy. I liked hearing Kelly speak.
The next Creative Louisiana will take place on July 27th at 8:30 a.m. at Baton Rouge Gallery and is free and open to the public. The next speaker will be Trey Trahan of Trahan Architects. More information is available at WRKF.org. I'm Swede White for WRKF News.